Chapter 7, Division and Corps Rehearsals. Confirmation Brief. The confirmation brief is the initial back brief, normally conducted immediately after the commander issues an operations order, op ord, to an orders group. The commander requires his subordinate commanders to restate what he intends them to do and why. Each brief should be no more than 10 minutes. See example briefing order and agenda below. Back brief. A back brief is conducted prior to subordinate commanders issuing op ords to their units. Subordinate commanders brief their concept of operation to the commander to explain how they will accomplish their mission within the commander's intent. For major division or corps operations, the final back brief will be a formal structured event and may take place up to several days following issuance of the division corps order. Combined Arms Rehearsal, CAR. Following the back brief, a division corps rehearsal is scheduled. The op-ord brief starts the handoff for responsibility of the operation from the G3 Plans and Exercise, PLEX, to G3 Operations, OPS. The rehearsal usually marks the end of the handoff of the plan order from G3 PLEX to G3 OPS. The rehearsal is conducted using the execution matrix as a script. Following the rehearsal, G3 OPS will write and issue a fragmentary order, FRAGO, and execution checklist, capturing changes made during the rehearsal. Sequence of Events Script Checklist. Introduction and Overview. The Chief of Staff, COS G3, conducts roll call and provides the rehearsal overview and concept. This phase ends with the Commanding General, CG, providing his or her opening remarks for the rehearsal, less than 5 minutes. The COS G3 orients the participants' audience to the terrain model, establishes ground rules, and provides an overview of operational products that will be used to facilitate the rehearsal. This phase ends with the establishment of the rehearsal timeline, less than 5 minutes. The G3 CG reads the mission and intent, the G3 briefs the friendly situation, and the G2 briefs the enemy situation. This phase ends with the Staff Weather Officer, SWO, briefing expected light and weather data for the operation, less than 10 minutes. The G3 will facilitate the subordinate commanders, walking through the conduct of the operation using the op ord and execution matrix. Subordinate commanders will address their unit's actions, orders, reports, down to battalion and special assets. The G2 will provide enemy perspective, allowing action and reaction interplay. This is not a war game, but an articulation of anticipated enemy reactions to friendly actions. This phase ends with the G3 providing the event summary. This phase repeats until all critical events are rehearsed, less than 2.5 hours. The recorder restates any changes and provides estimates on FRAGO publication. The COS G3 summarizes the goals of the rehearsal and asks for final questions. This rehearsal ends with the CG's closing remarks, less than 5 minutes. Breakdown. Rehearsal materials will be removed. The area will be swept for classified information prior to reopening of facility.